Now I've been joined in the studio by Stan Keller, who's the District Governor of Rotary District 1240. Now, Stan has just taken on the task of trying to organise the world's biggest quiz, which is to be held in Southend on Saturday, the 6th of June. But before we get on to that, perhaps you would start out, Stan, by telling us a little bit about what Rotary clubs are all about.
Yes, thanks, Scott. Thanks for inviting me along this afternoon.
Our pleasure, believe me.
Rotary is all about putting something back into the community to make a positive difference to the lives of so many people. It covers a whole spectrum of events and projects, and at one end of the scale, we've got our campaign to eradicate polio worldwide. This has been going on since 1985, and when the campaign began, there used to be 1,000 cases of polio, new cases, every single day. This year to date, there's only been 22 cases, of which 21 were in Pakistan. So we're really getting to grips with eradicating it, and we hope that by 2018 we'll have finally seen the end of this awful disease. But at the other end of the scale, it could be just helping a single individual with a project or taking the elderly to a tea party. So we cover all sorts of things.
And what about the area that this Rotary District 1240 that what area does that cover?
Well, 1240 is basically Essex. We do stumble over the border into bits of Havering and East Hertfordshire, such as Bishop Stortford, but we do cover the whole of Essex. And as the district governor for a district, I've got 60 clubs within that I have to look after.
Busy time.
Busy time, yes. I mean, for the Rotary year starts on the 1st of July and runs to the 30th of June. And I would say that during the course of this year to date, I've done something like 250 visits or attended events of all sorts of descriptions. And I must say that amongst my favourites are the youth competitions that Rotary runs. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago at Brentwood School, we held the national finals of the Youth Speak competitions. So we had teams from all over the country who'd made their way through the heats, the regional finals and so on, come down to Brentwood for the national finals. And I'm pleased to say that 1240 actually had a finalist in both the intermediate and senior categories, and the intermediate team actually were the national winners. So that's a tremendous feather in our cap.
Excellent stuff. Now, I imagine, but I might be wrong, but I imagine that you're always on the lookout for new members. So if anyone's interested, who do they need to contact?
Well, yes, that's true. We are always looking for new members. And I'll dispel any myths or misapprehensions here, because Rotary is open to men and women. It's open to all ages. In fact, under what we call the family of Rotary, you can join a Rota Kids Club from 9 years old, or even 7 to 11, really. We've got Interact Clubs at the next age group in schools. And then we've got Rotaract, 18 to 30. But you don't need you can still join a Rotary Club as a Rotarian from 18, so you don't have to wait till you're 30 to become a Rotarian. To join, I would say contact any of your local Rotary Clubs, and a list of those can be found on www.rotary1240.org, and that will give you a list of all the clubs within the district.
Good stuff. All right, thanks very much. Now, let's talk in some detail about the quiz event. What's it all about?
Well, we had this idea of getting ourselves, not getting Rotary, but getting Essex into the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's biggest quiz. It's been ratified as a legitimate attempt by the Guinness Book of World Records, it's the actual record is for the most number of people at a quiz at one venue at the same time. So that's what we're looking to do. It's open to the whole family, not just to Rotarians, but certainly not just to Rotarians. We see it as a family fun day out.
Now, as you've already explained, of course, Rotary Clubs are in the business of supporting various charities and organisations. So who are you doing this one on behalf of?
The profits for this will be going to the Lancaster Special Needs School in Southend. They do fantastic work for youngsters with severe disabilities, and it is something that we think that any fund would make a significant difference to.
And how many people are you going to need to break the record?
We're aiming for 2,500 people. It's a lot of people, but we think we can do it.
Well, now they're not all going to fit into a local church hall. So you're obviously going to have the event somewhere special. Where's that going to be?
Yes, we've been talking. We're looking for a venue large enough, and we came up with the idea of Southend United Football Club, and they've been quite helpful to us. So it's at Roots Hall, and as Southend United themselves have had such a successful season, obviously culminating in promotion the other day, we're all very excited about it. So it will be in the stand at Southend United, and if it does rain, and I'm sure it won't because I've made arrangements that it won't rain, but we'll be undercover.
Good stuff. Well, yeah, but will everybody else be undercover? They're not in the middle of the field.
No, share my umbrella. No, we're all undercover, and right. And there's parking there. You can park in the football club car park, so it's all taken care of. And you can bring your own food with, and there will be food outlets open as well.
Now, we mentioned at the outset that the date for this event is Saturday the 6th of June, but what time does it all kick off?
Well, again, we're trying to make it an event that's open for people all over the district. So so we've made it a comfortable 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. Giving people time to arrive. And then afterwards, of course, it'll be a nice June day, and they can enjoy a day by the seaside if they don't live in Southend itself.
And how do you get tickets? How do you purchase tickets, and what's the price?
Right, the price, we've made it just a nominal £2 per person, and that includes children. So, you know, you can have a whole family afternoon out for, you know, a very small amount of money, and in any case, it's all going to a good cause. Tickets are available either online from www.rotarybigquiz.org or any local Rotary club, and I can repeat the website for Rotary clubs, which is www.rotary1240.org. Or if you've simply got any queries that you'd like, you can just email inquiries@rotarybigquiz.org.
Well, that's great stuff. Thank you very much indeed, Stan. And we'll, of course, be putting all of those details up on the show page for this particular programme, so it'll all be there as well.
But,
thanks very much indeed for coming in. Very good luck with the event. I hope it really goes well for you, and I hope your prediction is going to be fine also holds out.
Yeah, and I've got arrangement with the meteorological office and the local tourist office, so don't worry.
I'm pleased to hear it. Okay, thanks very much indeed for that.